This show is proudly brought to you by Family Tree Dentist, creating healthy smiles, one patient at a time. Receive up to 20% off this winter on general, pediatric, cosmetic, and prosthesis dentistry. Transform that smile today without breaking the bank. Visit us at Leogem Innovation Works in Halfway House, Midrand. Don't wait any longer. Call us today at 063-985-2527 to schedule an appointment or visit our website at www.familytodentist.co.za for more information. Family Tree Dentist, your partner in oral health, committed to creating healthy smiles, one patient at a time.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, back at it again. Kopano sikusemoyeni mabuwe. This is the Spotlight Interview. Yeah, the year's about to end, ladies and gentlemen, and we have been blessed and highly favored. And yeah, today we're talking to Tau BW. We are going to be talking about his latest EP called Scripts. And wow, bro. How are you feeling today?
I'm great, man. It's so good to be here on the call with you guys. Like I said before, you know, I know you've seen my journey from when I was nobody with my first release out. So it's nice to be talking to you about my first ever EP. What is it you want to know about how we got to this EP?
Yeah. Yo, before that, man, who is Tau for those that don't know who Tau is? I personally know Tau is a hardworking guy, one of the hardest working guys that I know, and you have been really putting the work behind your craft, and hence when I listened to this EP and I'm like, okay, cool, the wait was worth it. And I think I would say that you are more of like a perfectionist, but I'll just leave the stage to you.
So Tau means lion. I'm from Botswana, hence where I got that name Tau from. My real name is Hamza, which means lion in Arabic, and growing up in Botswana they call me Tau. So when I moved to South Africa and I really chose to take my music to the next level and make it a career, I used that childhood name as my alias. And I got to South Africa only to meet the artists I looked up to all my life growing up in Botswana, because they were all centralized in Gauteng. You know, there's such and a huge amount of talent in this area. So your likes of Da Capo, likes of Technique, Fresh, Euphonic, I met them when I was here, and that inspired me to keep making the music and to pursue my passion, because I had been collecting their CDs since a kid in Botswana. And yeah, once I got here, I rolled with it.
Yeah. And when did you come to SA, bro?
I got here about 7 years ago in 2017. Yeah. And I came here to study marketing in South Africa.
Yeah. And I actually want to get into that. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, when music calls you, like, many people start this production thing because they want to be great DJs and travel the world. But like I did it because there was a spiritual calling me to express a message to the world. And whenever I tried to deny it, it's harmed me. I tried so many other parts of the music, from doing engineering to studying marketing to trying to work. But yeah, it's just something when it calls you, you really can't say no. And the funny thing is, I never had plans of being a musician. So hence, I know that this thing, it's beyond just a passion.
Yeah. And with also how you name your songs and how you move personally, yeah, I really can say that, yeah, it's definitely a calling, you know, because you'll find that some other people are trying so hard to make it, but you are just there doing whatever that you need to do and understanding that you are a vessel. And finally, we are here. We also have an EP, you know. But before we jump into the EP, man, I see that you've been making rounds. You linking up with almost everyone that you just mentioned now that you used to look up to. What is it that you do on the back end? Are you still doing that engineering stuff as well?
I actually make music for brands. I'm employed at a company called Grid Worldwide, who do marketing and branding for like the greatest companies in South Africa. So I'm employed here and I do sound design for apps. I do sound schemes for like the likes of FNB, MTN, you know, just dope companies I'm getting the opportunity of working for. So I'm seeing another side of sound and trying to get into film scoring as well, just to be a great composer and record producer as opposed to just a house artist. I want to be one of the greatest musicians that I've ever lived, you know. So that's where my head is at.
I like that. I love it. I know that you also don't have time on your side, but man, please take us through the EP. I love the artwork, like the presentation of it, the sound. You know, I just want to know, what was your intention behind this EP? Was it a planned thing that you're going to release at this time of the year, or it just happened and you felt like, no?
No, bro, it was not a planned thing. Like, these were songs that I, over from last year, you know, and they were sitting on my computer. And I was fine-tuning them. And then I woke up one morning and I was so fed up of seeing it on my computer. I messaged Mo Black. I'm like, you've been asking me for an EP. I have 3 songs. Take it or leave it. I need it out as soon as possible. He says, okay, we have a date, 17th of November. Mind you, this was in October. I hit him up at about mid-October last month. And I got the EP together. But this EP started last year when I met a guy called Africa Deep. And he stayed with me at my place. And we were both going through a tough time, man. So we were just there for each other. And one day we were just sitting, expressing our situation through music. You know, we were both down and out. We're like, let's just create something, man. And so we created the song called Scripts. We called it Scripts because it came to us like a scripture almost to help us get out of our low situation we were in. And therefore we created Scripts, and that's why I call the EP Scripts, because I remember at the time Will's like, bro, this is like a scripture to us, because the way the song came out, it was so spiritually moving. It seemed like it came from somewhere else beyond us, you know. And that's how we create, Will and I. That's why I create with him. We understand that we are vessels, and when you're spiritually awake, you allow music to flow through you from the creator, and the ideas that are coming to you are not yours, you know. They are messages from divine. It's up to you to clean yourself to be able to receive the message and then create it into the music as commanded by the energy you're feeling or the feeling you're feeling at that moment. And to us, that's God, you know. It's not watching a YouTube video and be like, oh, let's make a song like that, or let's try this chord progression technique out. No, it's far beyond the technicalities. We made Script that day, and then we continue to make music together as friends. And then beginning of this year, we went to a studio by a friend called Z Essential. I don't know if you know him.
Yeah,
and he flipped us this vocal by Mishi. He's like, bro, I don't know, this vocal has been lying on my computer for so long. Do you guys want to produce on it? We started producing on it, and we made Too Far, the next song, then, and we never changed it. Every song you hear from me and Africa Deep, we made it on that day and never changed it. We just mixed it and sent it in.
Wow. I guess you guys are really that close, and you formed this bond that, you know, I think it has flown into the music, and I'm able to feel that. Once you're explaining now, like, I'm able to sense the energy, you know, of the songs, you know. And yeah, you started with your favorite song as well that you did with Demented Soul as well. Hey, that one is a classic, bro.
Yo, can I talk about that song, man?
Yeah.
Demented Soul and I in 2020 made a song called People of Sham. Sham is the area in the world that comprises of Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, Palestine, Yemen, Syria. And what has happened in the last 3 decades, they are so terrible that those people have been oppressed. Attempted genocide has gone on against them because of the oil resources that they sit on top of. So I thought, let's make a song for like the helpless people with no voice, you know, because not even media was telling their story. So we said, let us create a song out of it and bring awareness to it. This is in 2020. Fast forward 2023, we see what's happening in Palestine. And yeah, I created the song in tribute and honor of their souls, the people who lost their lives, you know.
I think that's why it cuts so deep, man. That's why it cuts so deep. And, you know, hence I'm saying to you, you know, whenever I listen to your music, whenever I look at your brand, there's this thing that's so unique and so special. And I believe that energy doesn't lie, bro. And shout out to you for the music. Shout out to you for the latest EP. Like you just said now, it was not planned, but God made way for it to find itself on our ears, on a lot of people's ears. And I hope that people receive it with the right intention of the message that you were trying to get across, you know?
Wow, bro, that means a lot. You know, this music is not for everyone that I released. It's for people who have the spiritual eye to see the message I'm trying to put out. The song Souls of Sham is a tribute to the mass killing that's happening right now in Gaza as we speak by the apartheid state of Israel. It's very important that us South Africans stand up against this, you know, because we went through something similar not so long ago. And yeah, it's just a matter of standing up against the oppressed, because ironically, the people of Gaza would march for the South Africans that were going through apartheid in 1970. And Mandela commended them, saying that, hey, there's people right across the world standing up for us. Do you know what I mean? Fast forward to 2023, they're going through the same thing, and you don't find South Africans standing up for them. So I encompassed it in a song, and I just hope people receive this message. Because the people singing in that song, if you listen carefully, is actually children from Palestine who I found a video of on YouTube, and they're singing for their salvation and for their people to stand up regardless of the oppression. So the message in it is very powerful. Wow. And if you listen to Sham, the song slows down to 94 BPM just so it can accommodate those singing children. I changed the whole song so it could, that vocal sit in there, and then the song speeds up and goes back into the drop. That's what that song is about. It's, for me, that's the most special song on the EP.
Wow, man. I'm really touched. I'm really like, I'm really deep into it. I hope we had more time. But lastly, bro, you've been moving around. I see you also moving a lot with Mark Music. You did your first Korean tour. Tell us about the journey, man. I believe there's a lot for you to unpack, but just try to, you know, just tell us where to from now. You know, are we going to be seeing more of you traveling the world, you know, touching more lives? And
I have a tour. Sorry to break you off. I have a tour going to Amsterdam on the 14th of December. I'm going to perform out there. I didn't think in 1 year I'd travel Korea and Europe. You know, it's that I've come, I prayed for and worked for throughout my music career, and now they're here, you know. And you have to handle them with care when these blessings come, and try nurture it to create more opportunities. It's amazing, bro, to go across the world and hear people listening to your music or come up to you and say, hey, I've been listening to the song, I see you, and I'm glad to finally meet you in person. That brings me so much joy as an artist.
So we're doing Amsterdam on the 14th of December.
Yeah, I leave on the 14th, and I have about 2 or 3 gigs in Amsterdam. I'm going to produce in studios out there, learn something or two, and then come back home for a New Year's in Cape Town, where I'll be performing as well.
Wow, man. Wow. Shout out to you. You know, more blessings, more salutations. Everything that belongs to you will always find itself, it will always find its way to you, because you're definitely putting in the work, man. So are we ever going to be hearing music from you and Nak, Kususa and the guys?
Yeah.
Because you are bees.
I'm saving the songs are coming out next year. I wanted to release a little body of work of my own before the hits, you know. Those are the hits I'm saving, and they're dropping. Like February, we have a song called Asoze. I'm actually working on the music video right now. And then there's a song called Overcome, where me and Kususa sang on it. I know the whole world has been asking for that track. Myself and Kususa produced that song, and Nak wrote a very powerful message on it that hopefully will help people get through their problems and the things that are causing them pain.
For sure, bro. Now, I wish you nothing but the best, bro. And we look forward to hearing more music. Like you just said now, definitely it's coming out, and at least we won't have to wait long. February is just around the corner, you know, and keep shining and give us the music. That's all I'm going to ask from you. From now on, I'm going to be pestering you. When is new music coming out?
Thank you, bro. I just have a message to anybody who listens to this, who is a producer, that there's so much noise right now. I hope you can dig deep into your inner artist and make the music that you feel can help people and that makes you feel good.
Mm.
Because that is the ultimate meter of or judgment of your song. How you recreated a feeling inside of you. And so by you doing that, you're not chasing a sound, you're not chasing a trend, you are then you are bringing your vision to life. You are then, you know, manifesting and calling onto your dream as opposed to chasing it. So I hope people who hear this, who are making music right now and are a bit scared or uncertain, can take from that message. But thanks for having me, bro. I appreciate it, Kupano.
For sure, man. What would you like to tell Utau that has been working hard, that Utau that has been, you know, having those sleepless nights, going through tough times? What message would you also like to give to yourself?
Wow, that's a powerful question. The message would be to just weather the storm, because there's always the beautiful dream you want is just past the storm and the difficulties. And you'll find that shortly after your hardest moments, you have like amazing victories. If you can keep seeing that, then you'll push through everything and get your dream, you know.
Shout out to you, man. Have a lovely one.
We appreciate people like you, bro.
For sure. Thank for you. Sure. We are nothing without you. Hence, the platform is also not about being popular. It's not about being mainstream, but it's about showcasing new music. You know, we always make sure that we are 1 year ahead of time or 6 months, you know. Just as you have released this EP, a lot of people might jump to it hard, maybe in the next coming 6 months, and we are just the ideal stepping stone for people to, you know, get to hear new content that really matters, if I may put it that way.
Yeah, no, definitely, bro. And we need people like you and your platforms, you know.
Yeah, for sure, man. Have a lovely one. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Kopano 6 Moyeni Mabue, and that was a spotlight interview featuring one of my favorite producers. It's your boy Kopano 6 Moyeni Mabue signing out. Spotlight interview.
This show is proudly brought to you by Family Tree Dentist, creating healthy smiles one patient at a time. Receive up to 20% off this winter on general, pediatric, cosmetic, and prosthesis dentistry. Transform that smile today without breaking the bank. Visit us at Leogem Innovation Works in Halfway House, Midrand. Don't wait any longer. Call us today at 063-985-2527 to schedule an appointment, or visit our website at www.familytodentist.co.za for more information. Family Tree Dentist, your partner in oral health. Committed to creating healthy smiles, one patient at a time.